Now with us on FFA Today is advisor Gary Mosbaugh. He's of the Southmont FFA chapter, the Southmont High School in Indiana. And Gary, as always, when we start things off, tell us first off about your chapter there in Indiana.
Okay, I'm Gary Mosbaugh from Southmont FFA and Southmont High School. We're located next to Crawfordsville, Indiana. We have probably 60, 65 members, probably, I think is what we got turned in so far, but that's about what we usually average.
Well, Gary, your chapter has sent a team to the National Land Judging Event before, several times actually, out in Oklahoma, and it's my understanding you're going again. What is this event? What is land judging?
They started it, I know it's been over 50 years ago, they started this land judging contest in Oklahoma and tried to invite other states to come over, and I don't know how long Indiana's been participating in it. It's similar to our contest, but they have some different things, and one example might be the slope. On our contest in Indiana, we have a slope finder that we can kind of use that we kind of sight between two stakes and try to figure out, you know, approximate percentage of what that slope would be. But out there, you just have to have enough experience where you've looked at different slopes before, and you kind of have to pretty much guess what that slope is. Got to have enough practice in order to be able to determine that properly. On the soil, what we evaluate are there's like nine physical properties that we have to evaluate. We'll be looking for slope, the texture of the surface soil and texture of the subsoil, determining erosion. Be looking for the drainage. We can kind of determine on whether it's going to be well drained or poorly drained or what kind of problems they might have in that area. We'll look for limiting layers. For the crops, you know, we can evaluate two of those on what crop systems we should use and what kind of limitation we should put on that site if we were going to try to plant corn in there for every year. And if it's on a big slope, for example, or something, then we might have erosion problems or things like that. So we need to maybe modify that a little bit. And then if it's building a house, you definitely wouldn't want to do one where there's going to be a floodplain or you have a lot of water problems for septic or water in the basement, those kind of things, maybe hurt the foundation. And so we can kind of recommend whether they should use that site for as a building site or not.
You and your chapter has had a great success rate in teaching this land judging skill to your students. So how do you do it? Do you bring experts in, or is it something that you guys as a chapter work on together?
A lot of this year's thing is, this team we've pretty much done just through me and all, going to all the other invitational contests and different competitions. And then we hear the results from those soil agronomists and soil scientists that do the evaluations and we're trying to pick up what they're looking for and how you make those determinations. Our schedules have been pretty tight as far as having anybody come in trained just for this specific contest, but I do have two seniors that have been doing this for 4 years and have been, we probably go to five or six contests per year, and then at each contest there's a critique session, and they're hearing, and they get a chance to ask those professionals too on things that they're still not clear on. So through a lot of experience and a lot of practice, they've kind of picked it up that way. And a lot of that's going to be the same at the national contest. We got to learn a few different things, but the basic concepts, we've been through that several times, so they've been able to pick that up, and now it's just a matter of just reviewing that and keeping in practice so that we'll remember how to do those things.
Well, Gary, I appreciate your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just congratulate all the other. There's going to be nine other teams besides us from Indiana going out there this year. And it's a good experience. Like our team, we're not going to be able to drive out there, but the school, they don't want us to miss as much school, so they're going to fly us out there. And so I think all four of my team members have never be their first time on a plane. So that'll be a good experience, and it's good for them to get out of the county and out of the state. And that's also going to help them in life later on. So we're looking forward to going out there and competing, and also some of the life lessons they'll learn just from being out away from home and on that trip, I think will be a good experience for them.
Well, best of luck to you and your students at the National Land Judging Competition in Oklahoma later on.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's Gary Mosbaugh. He is with the Southmont High School in Indiana, an advisor there for their FFA chapter and our guest on FFA Today.